Lord knoweth his people. First chapter of the book of Isaiah also says, "Come now, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, I'll make them white as wool. Though they be red like crimson, I'll make them white as snow." He knowed his people. Everything you read was exactly right on. They didn't like Isaiah too good. First 40 chapters of Isaiah deals with judgment. Go and read them. But you'll never find anybody anywhere more reasonable than the Lord. I believe as Isaiah also said that all day long have I stood with outstretched arms to a disobedient and a gainsaying people. He loved his people. He most certainly did. In the book of Numbers, I believe it is, 13th chapter. We're going to start with the first verse, and then I'll read just a... I'm going to skip a good bit, and I'll read... some of the end of the chapter, and then we're going to turn over to the book of... something. Romans. Yeah. 13th chapter of the book of Numbers, and then we'll go over to about the 12th chapter of the book of Romans. You pray for us for just a minute and be able to get ourselves out of the way. Chapter starting with the first verse. "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Send thou men, that they may search the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel. Of every tribe of their fathers shall ye send a man, every one a ruler among them. And Moses, by the commandment of the Lord, sent them from the wilderness of Paran. All those men were heads of the children of Israel." We're going to drop down to about the 26th verse. You can read the names of the heads that went over. It's 12 of them. 26th verse. "They went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel, unto the wilderness of Paran, to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them and unto all the congregation, and shewed them the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, We came unto the land whither thou sendest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men that went up with him said, We be not able, to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof. And all the people we saw in it are men of great stature. And there we saw the giants, the son of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers. And so we were in their sight. Book of Romans, 12th chapter. We're going to start with about the 16th verse. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condense to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading a portion of the 13th chapter of the book of Numbers, and a portion of the 12th chapter of the book of Romans. You might think, well, preacher, them are so far apart, there's not anything common. Well, I'm altogether don't know what we might do, but we've got just a thought, and just a little bit out of the book of Numbers goes with that of the thought that we have. So we'll let it stay just like it is. That's what I felt like reading tonight. So you just bear with us for just a minute. There's some things in this, and there's no need in me getting into all about that of the children of Israel, and that they had spied out the country. And here come Caleb back, and he made mention, he said, let us go up and possess the land. He said, possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. We are well able to overcome it. But he didn't have the only report. He only had one report. He said, we're well able. Now, they all saw the same things. They wasn't in no disagreement about what they saw or the evidence of which they brought back. And it said, but the men that went up with him, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. They're stronger than we are. It said, and they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel. So the children of Israel was waiting on the report of what kind of land this was that they had went and they had spied out. And they come back, and 12 of them, and I believe you'll find that Joshua was in part of this. I believe he was. So you can go and read, and I'm pretty sure he was. But anyway, Caleb was the one that spoke up and said, "We're well able." So they got a report from Caleb, and then the rest of the men, the Bible said that they brought an evil report. They brought an evil report. Now, I want you to think about that for just a minute. You say, "Preacher, that really don't have a whole lot in it." Well, there's more there than me and you both to get out probably tonight. But nonetheless, I want you to think about that. The Bible says, and I read it in your hearing tonight, in the 21st verse of the 12th chapter of the book of Romans, he says, "Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good." Now, I want you to think for just a minute. You say, "Preacher, they wasn't trying to be evil over." Well, they brought an evil report. The report that they brought was evil, and that's what overrode the good. It most certainly was. Now, the Scripture says, and it teaches us right here in this verse, he says, "Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good." Now, I've got a question for you tonight, my friend. Are you an overcomer, or have you been overcome? Think about that. Are you an overcomer, or have you been overcome? The Bible said here, and it's a reason, brethren, that the children of Israel spent 40 years in the wilderness is because they were overcome. They was overcome. They did not listen to the good report, but they listened to the evil report. And brethren, them believing that of the evil report, my friend, it cost them 40 years. It most certainly did. It cost them 40 years in the wilderness. And that ain't all that it cost them that heard that report and believed the evilness of that report. Brethren, it cost them their life. They never did, my friend, go into Canaan's land. No, sir, they was not. They was not going. I know we had a little bit of this in, I believe, our Sunday school. And Danny said something about it Sunday morning. And brethren, but I want you to realize that you're either an overcomer, or, brethren, you're getting overcome. Yes, you are. You're being overcome. And brethren, more than light. Now, there's one way to do away with evil. One way. Now, you bear with us. There's one way to do away with evil tonight. Brethren, and that way is to do good. Do good. Overcome evil, brethren, with good today. I believe you'll find in the Scriptures, and I believe you will not find, brethren, where Joshua or Caleb, either one, brought evil against his brethren. They didn't do it. They went with them 40 years, but brethren, they didn't wander like they did. I believe the Scripture teaches us that they wholly followed the Lord. Yes, they did. What do you think they followed, my friend? What do you think they done in the wilderness? I believe there's overcomers. My friend, they come out of there. Yes, they did. And they went into Canaan's land. Did they not? Brethren, they overcome that evil. Yes, they did. They overcome that. You say, "Preacher, I wouldn't have lasted
40 years. Well, you probably would have if you'd have been in the right situation. Now, friend, you don't know how long you can last. Now, friend, until it happens to you tonight. These folks, my friend, that lets the least little thing overcome them. Yes, sir, they believe. I'm going to say this, and I wasn't even thinking about it, but brethren, it's a shame that we believe every word the devil says. Is it not? It's a shame, my friend, that we listen. Brother, the Bible says he's a liar and the father of it tonight. Why would we even listen to him? He got nothing good to say. Do you know, these men, my friend, Ahab, he didn't think there's that old prophet, my friend, down there. He said he never has nothing good. Jehoshaphat asked him, said, is they not a prophet or a man of God that we can inquire? And he said, sure. But brother, he never says anything good about me. Wonder why? Wonder why? My friend, evil should not be spoken good of. It's been. My friend, we're living in a time where evil, brethren, is rampant and everybody says it's good. Do they not? They want us to accept it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I might have to live with you, but thank God I don't have to be part of you. Woo! Glory to God! I don't have to be one of you. Thank God to be amongst you tonight. No, sirree. Joshua and Caleb, my friend, they had to listen to that mumbling, grumbling bunch. Yes, sir. Moses wasn't the only one that heard them. Yeah. Old Joshua and Caleb was ready to go. They were. I believe they were. I believe they was ready. Brother, they couldn't wait. Get a hold of some more of them pomegranate. Think about it. These folks, my friend, that ain't eating good tonight because they've listened to the evil report. Yes, sir, they eating all right, but they ain't eating good. You say, preacher, there's something wrong with you. I'll tell you, either you're an overcomer or you're being overcome tonight. Be not overcome with much evil, huh? But overcome evil with good. With good. He said, if your enemy thirst, said, what did you tell him to do? Huh? What did you tell him to do? Well, I'm not going to give my enemy no drink. My friend, you won't eat the good of the land either. Think about it. You overcome evil with good. It works every time. Preacher, you're in 2021. It still works. It'll work. I promise you it'll work. I guarantee you. You know, first thing, sometimes people does us wrong. First thing we want to do is draw back. We want to draw back the wrong thing. We want to get even with them. Huh? That's what the world does. Yes, sir. That's what the world does. My friend, think about it. Preacher, there ain't no way I'll do them good. You'll never overcome them either. They'll be a thorn in your side. Yes, they will. There'll be something gets hung in your craw. And you'll never get rid of it. Think about it. You overcome evil with good, folks. That's how it works tonight. It most certainly is. And I'll tell you, you know Joseph, his own brethren sold him down there. And brother, he even told them when he appeared unto them, when he showed himself unto them, he said, boys, he said, ye thought evil for me. He said, you meant to do me evil. He said, but the Lord has sent me down here for a great deliverance. Huh? Woo! Glory to God! Joseph might not have never made it to Egypt any other way. Do you know that? Think about it. Think about it. We've got everything planned and we've got everything worked out to where things just fit in place. But I'm going to tell you something. God can work things better than you. He told Paul he was going to be a witness for him down there at Rome. Yes, sir. Paul might have got to figuring out how in the world am I going to get to Rome. He probably didn't figure on being a prisoner. Did you know that? Thank God it got him to Rome. Did it not? Yes, sir. It got him down there. Glory to God! Woo! I believe he is the only free man on the ship. Well, preacher, you can't be a free man be in prison. It's according to what prison you in. Yes, sir. Overcome evil with good. Overcome evil. They meant to kill Joseph. They meant to do away with him. That's what he said. He said, you meant evil for me. You meant evil against me. And I want you to know that Joseph was in a place he could do them evil. And they wouldn't have known the difference. Yes, sir. How'd he overcome them? Huh? How'd he overcome them? Didn't he do them good? Huh? Did not Joseph recognize his brothers? He recognized them right off the bat. And they didn't know who he was. You know why? They wasn't looking for him. Huh? Yes, sir. They wasn't looking for him. Old Joseph probably been looking for them boys to come sooner or later. Sooner or later. Yes, sir. It makes all the difference in the world. You say, preacher, why didn't he just ante up with them? I'll tell you why he didn't. Because Joseph had something good in his heart. Yes, sir. Something good in his heart. You know the story, my friend, of David and Saul. David and Saul. Saul got jealous over David. And I want you to know everything Saul done was evil. The Bible even says, my friend, that the heart was taken out of him and an evil heart. An evil heart from the Lord was put in him, my friend. Think about that. And brethren, he was trying to do away with the only peace he could find. Did you know the only thing that would soothe Saul's heart was when David played on the harp? Glory to God! The only good thing he had going, he is trying to kill it! Yes, sir. But David done him good. Did he not? Did not David have it in his, my friend, his power to do away with him? He could have killed Saul more than once. More than once. But he done him good. Did he not? One time he cut part of his skirt off. Did you know that that even smote the heart of David? Just for what he done? He said, should I raise my hand against the Lord's anointed? Huh? He knowed He know in his heart, my friend, David done Saul good, but Saul done evil against David. He'd have killed him, throwed a javelin at him. Huh? Isn't it amazing that he couldn't never catch up with David? Huh? Isn't it amazing? You think sometimes, I'll be quite frank with you. I will this evening, brother. You just do good and you see if that evil ever get a hold of you. It can't find you. It can't keep up with you. No way, form or fashion. Hey, the book's full of it, my friend. Just read about it, my friend, and see if good won't overcome evil. It'll do it every time. David loved Saul. He did love Jonathan. Loved Saul's son, Jonathan, my friend. Just the Bible says that their souls was knit together. That wasn't in a wrong way either. And people twist things all they want to. You say, preacher, you might as well stay away from that. I'll tell you something. The Word of God's against it. Why can't I be against it? Woo! Glory to God! I don't have to accept it tonight. No, sir. No, sir. Preacher, you're going to get in deep trouble. I'm not really worried too much about it. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. They's been kings. They's been queens. They's been peasants. They've been handmaids. Yes, sir. They've all, my friend, been in a place, brethren, where they had the opportunity to do evil against their brother or against their sister. You can read it. It's all through the scriptures. I'm not going to get into all such that's in there, but I want you to know one thing tonight, my friend. Either you're an overcomer or you are being overcome. One of the two. One of the two. Now, I don't know altogether what Nebuchadnezzar thought about the three Hebrew children. To begin with, he evidently thought a good bit of them. When he had made a great image over there and they'd told and give out the decree that the music, when you hear the sound of music, bow down. And he found out, I find this not comical, but I find it pretty humorous sometimes. Somebody was looking and watching, you know, who was bowing and who wouldn't. Huh? Or they'd have never caught these boys. Huh? But when that music sounded, I believe they stuck out like sore thumbs. Don't you? I do. They didn't try to hide themselves. They didn't try to do anything. Then when it got back to Nebuchadnezzar and said, you bring them men down here. He brought them down there and he said, boys, he said, I don't know whether you've heard what's going on or not. He said, we're going to give you one more opportunity. Just one more opportunity. We're going to play this music one more time. And them old boys, they said, Nebuchadnezzar said, we're not careful. We're not careful, my friend, to answer thee concerning this. He asked them a question. He said, can your God deliver you? They said, whether or not he does or don't. I said, we're not going to bow. Huh? Amen. Makes no difference to us whether he does or don't. But said, we're not going to bow. And that really heated him up. Did it not? It really heated him up. The concept here, my friend, is good and evil. Good and evil. Evil Have you ever thought about the evil, my friend, put them in that furnace? But thank God good got them out. Glory! Woo! That ain't all. And my friend, good just didn't get them out. Brother, it went in there with them, my friend. You want good to go with you, my friend. Overcome evil with good. I hear things all the time. I'm sure you do too. I hear things that people ask me sometimes about some of the things. Well, did you hear this or did you hear that? Well, I don't know where I did or not. What are you talking about? Then they'll go on, they'll get to talking like, you know, they had firsthand. Well, all I can tell you is what somebody else told me. And I don't listen to much. I really don't. I just don't listen to much. But rather here was firsthand. Nebuchadnezzar, they played the sackbut and the psaltery. They done all that music again. And they didn't bow. And he told them, he said, you heat that furnace up 7 times hotter. Now they've tried to prove and this and that and another about a furnace, and I've watched documentaries on people who's trying to figure out, scientists and everybody else trying to figure out how that it be humanly possible, how it can be humanly possible for them to survive that fire. Well, you know what tells me they just hunting an empty basket or an empty hole. You know what tells me? Bible said that they took them down there, and the ones that throwed them in, it was so hot it killed them. Huh? What do you think the fire was? Huh? There's, you say, preacher, you don't think they'd have got out of there if it hadn't been some good around? I don't think they would have. Good overcome evil. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. With good. There's some evil things that come against Paul. They was them, my friend, that if they was a certain sect of people that was out to kill Paul. And they was one that made mention that he wouldn't ever die until he killed Paul. Huh? Wasn't going to eat or something. I don't think he eat. Do you? I don't think he eat. He meant to do away with Paul. He most certainly did. And made note of it. They let Paul down. The Bible said they let him down the wall in a basket. Now, there's a lot of things in this scripture. I'm not going to get into all of it tonight. I'm about finished. there's some simple things, and there's some simple truths in God's Word. And there are some things that are just as real today as they was then. And they will work. They'll work today. It said in doing these things, he said, if your enemy thirst, well, it said, if his hunger, he said, feed him. Feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. You believe that? You believe that? I've had people so mad at me, I believe they could have bit a nail into. Why is that, preacher? Because they really wanted me to say something or do something. And I wasn't going to do neither. I wasn't going to do neither because they wanted the opportunity to have their way.
Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. It works every time. It works every time. It really does tonight. I hope you got something out of the message. There's just things that the Lord will help you with if you'll let Him. And the truth of it is, He'll lead you and guide you in the right direction if you'll listen. If you'll take time and listen. Most of the time, when we get in a... I don't want you to leave here tonight thinking, well, Randy knows how this thing works. I know how it works, but I'm going to be honest with you. I'm just as human as you are. There's been times that I've had to hold my tongue. And I mean, I had to hold it, red-faced and all. Because I was ready to let somebody know something. And I would have. Had it not been for the Lord, I would have. But you know, He gave me just a little bit of enough to hold my tongue long enough to get out of that situation. And you know what? When after it's all said and done, and you get to thinking, then you normally wind up doing things you wouldn't have done at the time. What's that, preacher? You do them good. You find a way to do them good. Huh? Don't hold it against them. Don't far off at them. Most of them know how to far back. They really do. Then all you're going to do is just get deeper and deeper. And you ain't going to be able to handle it. I've had people tell me, and I've said this here many a time, and I'll say it again tonight. I get around people sometimes, and they say, well, you thought it, you might as well say it. Well, I disagree with that in a big way. Just because I thought it don't mean I need to let it out. Because once you let it out, there ain't no bringing it back. And once you let it out, a lot of times it does a lot more damage. Then you've got a bigger problem to deal with. Now, if it's a thought, you had the thought, well, preacher, you had the thought, you might as well. No. Because I found out that I can deal with that thought. I can deal with that thought a lot better than I can deal with just saying it, letting it out, air it out, tell everybody in the world about it. It causes a lot of damage. A lot of damage. Short verse. But it's a good verse. Got vitamins in it. It really has. Be not overcome of evil. So either you're overcoming or you're being overcome. That's what that verse says. You're one of the two. But overcome evil with good. Does the scripture say something like this? That if you can't say something good about somebody, just don't say anything. Does it say that? Does it say something similar to that? It's not a trick question. I'm asking. Love and encourage
each other. Love and encourage each other. Uplift each other.
Yeah. Is anything in there close to what I said? Look like we all gonna have to go look. Have you ever heard that?
I've heard it.
Well, yeah.
My grandmother.
Yeah.
It's a good
thing. Well, we'll look it up. We'll see if it's in there. Wonder if there's anybody got anything you need to say or do.